This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Over the past month, a caravan of Central American migrants has gradually made its way up from Honduras through Mexico all the way to Diego. At one point, Mexican authorities claimed they broke up the group, and American media, of course, dutifully reported that they did. But they didn't. That was just a PR gesture and a temporary one. In fact, during parts of the trip, Mexican police escorted the migrants northward. In other words, the Mexican government abetted illegal immigration into this country, as it has done for many years. Well, tonight the caravan is on our southern border. Rather than wait for the crossing station in San Ysidro to open, many of them just jumped the fence. Some waved Honduran flags when they got to the top. And that tells you everything. When you arrive in a country to contribute to it and to assimilate into its culture, you don't wave the flag of a foreign nation. That's what you do in triumph when you invade a country. According to Border Control, at least one member of the caravan has already admitted to being a member of MS-13. All this should worry us. There are only a few hundred people in this caravan, but there are billions more around the world who live amid violence and poverty, and virtually every single one of them would like to relocate to San Diego. The left argues we have no moral right to stop any of them from doing that. Here's attorney Nicole Ramos of Tijuana denouncing the U.S. government as criminal for trying to enforce our own federal law. Watch.
The message for Customs and Border Protection. Stop rejecting asylum seekers who try to present themselves at the port of entry. You know what you're doing. You know you turn people away. You complain that they are breaking the law by entering illegally. You are breaking the law, and you are forcing them to break the law. That's why we have caravans.
Yeah, that's definitely someone you want in control of our public policy, screaming into a bullhorn. This is not immigration. Immigration happens with the consent of the host country. This is happening by force, without our consent. A government that cared about its own citizens wouldn't allow it to happen. Bad things happen when you leave the door open. Every homeowner knows that. The left is demanding that we leave our door open. Any attempt at self-defense is immoral, they tell us, from the safety of their segregated neighborhoods where they all live. Illegal immigrants are amazing people, they say, far better than you are, Mr. Entitled American. Last week we had a conversation with Enrique Acevedo of Univision, and he made that point.
Well, I guess Enrique did make that point. This whole controversy over the migrants from Honduras storming the wall there and storming our border, this is not to help the cause. And certainly Mexico didn't help either. I think it's quite rich that you have a spokesperson for the Mexican government, you know, telling the United States that we're abusing the law. The fact is we have allowed the laws to be abused. That's on us. That's on we the people. We've allowed it to happen. The state of California, with all the accommodations for illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants coming into the country. What did they expect to happen here? Did they think that the wherewithal, that there was enough resources in California, there was enough tax money that could handle, you know, this kind of incursion, and for what? You know, what is the end game here? I know Tucker insists, and others believe the same thing, that it's all about votes. It's all about the sustainability of the Democratic Party to allow them to continue in control of California. Of course, California has become a one-party state. So what kind of example for the Democrats and for the rest of America, you know, when you look at California and you see what's happening there. But regarding this whole issue, I resent that this is happening to us, that, Mexico has not helped out, especially at a time when we're still trying to figure out what to do about immigration. I mean, we can argue that, our political officials and, Barack Obama did us no favors either in abandoning the rule of law, and he turned it into chaos. And here, there's a chaos that, you know, again, it was his administration said that they would not let one good crisis, you know, go unabated. You know, they would not, you know, we're just not going to let it step aside without taking advantage of it. Well, here it is.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Welcome back. Michael Seibel joins us now, a writer, director known for feature films like One Night with the King, which starred the legendary actors Peter O'Toole and Omar Sharif. Boy, that's a conversation in and of itself. I got to imagine the ultimate gift. It is, Michael. I mean, in fact, let me just finish this one part, and then I do want to ask you about, you know, working with these legendary actors. Also, The Ultimate Gift, starring James Garner, Brian Dennehy, Abigail Breslin, and Drew Fuller as a documentarian. He directed Charles Colson's Reluctant Prophet, a film about the evangelical founder of the Christian organization Prison Fellowship. Also directed a documentary for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association about the Christian conversion of Louis Zamperini, whose remarkable life was documented in the Angela Jolie film Unbroken, and produced the documentary Irreplaceable, a deep dive look at the importance of the traditional family historically and in modern culture for Focus on the Family. Michael, an honor to have you with us. I mean, wow, you know, from Peter O'Toole to Focus on the Family projects, projects of faith that you've been involved in, man, you've been in a great position here to tell some great stories.
Yeah, it's really been an honor, and I'm looking back at my life as you're mentioning all these great names and films and everything, and I'm thinking, well, gosh, I'd like to consider myself at the midpoint of my career, and it really is great working with some of the legends of Hollywood and you know, movies around the world.
Well, it wasn't like necessarily. I mean, with Peter O'Toole and Omar Sharif, you're relatively young, and you're working with these legendary actors. Are you, like, pinching yourself as you're going through this experience?
There was a great, of course, at some point in time, you meet them for the first time. And when I was growing up, I was enamored with Dr. Zhivago and
right.
Lawrence of Arabia and the great epics by British director David Lean. Mm-hmm. So when I asked for and received Omar Sharif to play a very... you know, not a bit part, but a very major role in One Night with the King. The day finally came when he walked into my office, and we were on location in India, in Jodhpur, India. And he walked into my office, and he's wearing all black except for a silver belt and a silver hair. And he's resplendent. He's just beautiful. And so I treat him like a director. I'm a professional, and he's an actor. And we talk about his character and how he should shave and anything like that. And once we got that out of the way, I broke down. I said, I love you. You're the best. You know, I admired you forever. And I just became a film fan at that point. But it was just great working with him. And I, I got a lot of time to talk with him during camera setups and lighting setups. We talked about the other directors he's worked with and his adventures in life. And it was just great to get to know him.
Yeah, I liked when he related. He was very vulnerable in relating his attraction for the leading ladies. He said he fell in love with every leading lady. He said he did have to admit it took him a little bit of time with Barbara Streisand. It wasn't necessarily immediate, but he said that he grew to fall in love with her as well. So.
Well, the interesting, he would have a dinner party every night. His contract called for $300 in cash per day, per diem. And then he would give it to the chef in the kitchen in India and say, make me a splendid meal tonight. And so every night there would be a big table out on the veranda of this palace. And we would sit down and he would spin these tales. And he really, you know, we talk about Nobel Peace Prizes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently had a very instrumental role in the Sadat Begin Carter summit at
really?
David.
Oh, wow.
And that peace accord there. He called Sadat and Barbara Streisand. He got to call Menachem Begin. And there, I think they got the ball rolling behind the scenes. Now, that was told to me by a Hollywood legend. I haven't, you know, Googled it and found out if it goes beyond that, but I would like to think that that's true.
That's amazing. How about Peter O'Toole?
Peter O'Toole was more of a what you would call a limited role. We found out that he was available, and he has the same manager in London, or had the same manager in London as Omar Sharif. And they had both been paid to do a movie that never went, so they were available and willing to work on this. Peter O'Toole came in to India, and I didn't know when he was going to show up, but then I started reading in the papers that he threw out the first pitch in a cricket match somewhere in India, and he was acclimating. And once we knew we had him, one of the producers said, Sir or Lord O'Toole, we would like to expand your role a little bit. And he goes, no, I'm quite fine with what you've offered. So we had him as a biblical prophet, and he really nailed it. And it was a pleasure working with him just for a few days. He was not on the set at the same time as Omar Sharif, unfortunately. There, it was a long, several months long shoot. And they had different schedules. So they didn't raise any cane over in India, and everybody got out of the country without being arrested.
It's okay. Well, Peter O'Toole probably, he just didn't want to sit down with Omar Sharif in those nightly dinners, I guess, maybe. Huh? He missed out.
Those got a little crazy at times. They became very political and charged and all of that. But we discussed everything those nights. They were magical.
Well, I bet. No food fights, though, but, you know, because you have to maintain some civility. I mean, after all, you're with Omar Sharif. I mean, he's your host. If we can, just...
Maybe...
Go ahead.
Maybe you didn't know, but there was actually a fight at one of those dinners. It ended up one of the actors being hospitalized. It did get crazy. But by that time, I realized I can't direct a movie all day and prepare for the next day's shooting and eat with Omar every night, because those meals went on forever.
Yes.
So I was not at that particular dinner.
But, yes.
Everyone's okay now.
Probably just as well. I know. It's just like even doing a radio show like this, you know, for every hour, you got 2 hours of prep time, you know, for each hour. And it's like you got to check out early. And for you, you've got the next day's shoot and you've got all this planning and everything, several hours to look forward to. And like just what you need to do is give up 3-4 hours a night. A dinner, you've got to really have everything already in the bank before you go to one of those dinners, I suspect.
Oh yeah, no, it's being a director is a little nerve wracking. There are greater men than I who have been carted off for nervous exhaustion and things like that. But it was fun too.
Well, it's been a walk down memory lane, and we're going to be talking about Michael's latest movie when we come back here. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. Michael Seibel is our guest, writer, director, known for the feature films One Night with the King, as we were talking about with Peter O'Toole and Omar Sharif, The Ultimate Gift, movies for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and Focused on the Family. And we're going to be talking about his brand new film, Rape, coming up right after this on Bill Martinez Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Michael Seibel continues. Writer, director, known for feature films, One Night with the Queen, with the King. I say Queen because it was about Queen Esther. The Ultimate Gift, also a documentarian, Charles Colson, Reluctant Prophet, Unbroken, the incredible, remarkable life of one Louis Zamperini, and then, of course, a documentary, Irreplaceable, a documentary for Focus on the Family. And his new movie is titled Wraith. Tell us about that, Michael.
Well, Wraith is a, I always like the word Wraith. For instance, Rolls-Royce has a model called a Wraith or a Silver Wraith. Mm-hmm. And they name a lot of their cars after ghosts. A wraith is really a spirit, by definition, that appears just after or before its death. So the film really started when one of my daughters, who was then 13, was having some friends over around Halloween, and she wanted to show a scary movie in our home theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her what they were going to watch, and she told me. And so, like a good dad, I rented the movie to watch it first. And shall we say it was inappropriate on so many levels, the language, the references. So I had in mind I would make a scary movie, yet within the bounds of, you know, tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really how Wraith began. And it is a story about a spirit that comes in that the family discovers in a home trying to contact them.
Well, Michael, as a man of faith that you are, and here you are, you're the guardian of your home and your 13-year-old daughter's mind, you throw your body across the portal and you're saying, well, no, you're not going to get by me. And good for you for doing the diligence to view the movie to realize that it wasn't acceptable. But okay, knowing that, you know, our kids at that age, they like the thrill. They like scary movies. Okay, can we produce movies with a biblical worldview?
Absolutely. You know, our kids are all watching these films. You know, the internet is just an open portal. I mean, I know I tried all the parental controls and everything like that, but mm-hmm. now their friends all tell them how to get around that, and then they just. I mean, my son, who's 14, told me just a couple of days ago of a movie that he saw at a friend's house, and it certainly is nothing that I would have approved of. And so anyway, I started, you know, I put my antenna up, and, you know, what in the world could I tell that had sort of this, you know, that lined up with my worldview? And mm-hmm. and I don't think I can really watch I don't think I could write or direct something that's not, you know, my worldview, which maybe has restricted some of my work over the years, but not that much. And, mm-hmm. So I live in a very lovely part of Wisconsin near a town called Neenah, mm-hmm. where all the paper products come from. And at one point, they had the highest per capita wealth west of Newport, Rhode Island during the Gatsby era, I imagine.
Right. Uh-huh.
And so there are a lot of old mansions, and I was told that they all have ghosts. And one particular one has a 12-year-old girl ghost who gets upset anytime an animal is mistreated or in danger or not fed. And so I began to extrapolate, you know, this ghost is trying to protect life. Mm-hmm. And then I extrapolated a little bit more, and I thought that, well, what if the ghost was trying to protect its own life as well?
Right.
So through all of this, the idea of where the film falls in a spectrum. Last night I was at a party promoting a friend I know who's in the Wisconsin State Legislature, mm-hmm. and he's running for re-election. And a guy came up to me and said, "You're the guy who made the anti-abortion film." And mm-hmm. I said, "Well, I suppose it depends on your beliefs and what right. part of the political spectrum you're from, and mm-hmm. whether you feel the film is pro-life." Mm-hmm. or anti-abortion. And I certainly like to think it's life-affirming.
Yes.
And, you know, Ronald Reagan said that the people who are for abortion, and I'm going to paraphrase, are all alive, you know?
It's yes.
very convenient.
Kind of self-serving.
Kind of in that same spirit, of our spirit. It's not really a ghost. It's a spirit, and I'm not going to give away. I don't want to give away too much of the movie, but it is trying to protect its own life and
exactly.
From something that is very bad that's going to happen. And I think people in the pro-life community, people with values, I think that they'll very much respond to this film.
Pro-life is natural. It's a natural instinct that we want to survive, right? I mean, because they've even shown videos of in vitro, you get these infants when they're being threatened, when their life is being threatened, how they will shun away from the instruments that are violating their space. So what does that tell you?
Oh, gosh, yeah. And they feel pain.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as things worked out, were you a bit surprised as you're writing and developing this idea that it has become the pro-life message that it has? I mean, to the point that here you are, you're at a social event, somebody sees you as an anti-abortionist. maybe that's almost a badge, Michael.
You know, I certainly take it as that. And you mentioned one of my other films, which, believe it or not, is still extremely popular. It's on Amazon Prime. It's The Ultimate Gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a woman who has a daughter who's maybe 12, and the girl has a serious disease, and she meets a boy, and they're talking about the girl, and she starts off the conversation by saying, "I wouldn't change a thing, even though my daughter is now in dire shape. I wouldn't change a thing, and it's the best decision I ever made." And because she was a single lady at the time of conception, and still is.
Right.
And we got hauled over the coals in a couple of papers and reviews and so forth. And I was labeled just like you think. And but just for one scene, and it just was something that knitted the film together nicely.
Mm.
So. You're right. It's a badge, and I'm way past the point of caring about that. In fact, I'd rather be on the side of right than wrong, and just leave it at that.
As you're developing these stories, Michael, I mean, here it is. You want to do something, you know, for your kids that's, a bit of a thriller, a supernatural thriller, they might describe it as. Do you feel like at times, like, you know, God's just leading you through these ideas? I mean, because some of these ideas you come up with, you go, gosh, you know, I'm a pretty sharp guy, but I'm not sure I'm that smart. Do you kind of feel like God is giving you some inspiration here?
Bill, I'll give you an exact example. I have read the Bible two or three or four times and various versions, and so I have an idea of the gist of it. But I was writing this film, and I'm going to, well, in the second act of a movie, something bad has to happen. There has to be an enemy. There has to be an antagonist.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the night, I woke up with the word Moloch or Molech.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a concordance, and I went to the internet, and I looked it up, and Molech is mentioned right in there with the commandments. Do not give your children to Molech.
Yes, the
and
Molech.
Or Moloch.
Uh-huh.
And Moloch is basically any... We don't own life. God owns life.
Mm.
And any destruction of life on our part is a de facto sacrifice to this demigod.
Yes.
And that's biblical. And,
exactly.
And I hadn't really heard that. So you want to talk about being led. I mean, I don't take credit for that idea, nor did I read an article on it or anything like that. So it really was much as you suggest.
Well, Wraith releases May the 8th, correct?
It's on video on demand and Blu-ray and DVD. It's going to be everywhere on any platform. And it's Wraith, Wraith.
And where can they go for more information on this, Michael?
Well, we have a website, so you can look up wraiththemovie.com. And we have a Facebook page, Twitter, all of that stuff. And I would love to have people, look at that.
Michael Seibel on Bill Martinez Live.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized pressurized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Clear, the power rests in the people, we the people, but if we the people don't want to take the power in the authority position that's rightly been given to us by our founding fathers, well, you have the America of the 21st century that we're dealing with today, a bit lawless and a bit in chaos, I say, but look at, we do have a president, thank God, who is going after the deep state and this shadow government that has been happening for decades. This isn't something that just happened with James Comey, okay? You may have thought that everything was squared away after J. Edgar Hoover passed, but they're back. That's all I can tell you, all right? Anyway, 27 minutes before the top of the hour, you can hear the Major General in the background chuckling a bit, Semper Fi Marine. The Major General who is retired, Ray, Etul Smith, and we're going to talk about Etul later. That's his nickname. There's a little bit of story in the background there. Enlisted in the Marine Corps in December of 65, retired as a Major General in September 1999. Talk about a fast track there, General, that you were on in your experience in the Corps.
Yeah, well, the times were good in my youth.
Well, you experienced Vietnam, highly decorated in Vietnam, receiving the Navy Cross, 2 Silver Stars, a Bronze Star, 3 Purple Hearts. Boy, a lot of blood, a lot of treasure there on behalf of the freedoms of this country. To say thank you just seems like so understated. Also, you were After retiring, you went along with the 1st Marine Division in Iraq, co-wrote a book with Bing West about the experience titled The March Up. 1st Marine Division was there at Camp Pendleton was where I was stationed when I was in the Marine Corps from 70 to 72. So when I hear the 1st Marine Division, my heart, well, certainly when we talk about Marines, my heart is already beating, but, when the 1st Marine Division's title comes up, then my hand goes over, you know, my heart, you know, for that.
Well, you and I were together out there. We were there at the same time, I'll put it in 71. I was one of my tours out there in 71.
Well, I wish we'd have gotten together there. I was in the I was in the public affairs office, and who knows, you might have been walking through the building there, you know, because we did a nightly TV radio show, and we did the newspaper there for the base and all that as well. So it was a fun experience.
You were Good Morning Camp Pendleton.
Who told you that? Somebody told you. Some little bird told you that story. Yes, exactly. That's what I was. The Good Morning Camp Pendleton guy there.
Somebody did, but yes, I do remember that.
Well, I want to catch up with what you're doing now. We can get back into some of the, you know, changes in the Marine Corps and what's been going on since our era to the 21st century. But you're the chairman of the board of Sandbox Military Family Communications. Tell us about that.
Well, when you and I joined the Marine Corps, I'm sure it certainly applied to me, probably applied to you. We didn't have a telephone in my home.
Mm-hmm.
And people wrote letters.
Yes.
Maybe not often, but they wrote letters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a young Marine or recruit or potential Marine and Army, you know, all the services,
mm-hmm.
they have a smartphone in their pocket. All their friends do. When they join this military, their friends don't even know how to write a letter.
Yeah.
there's a huge loss.
Disconnect. There's a huge disconnect here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, the disconnect existed back in my day, too. But the disconnect is greater now, much greater, because they are so connected before they go in.
Exactly.
Constantly.
Yeah. Right.
So Sandbox is an idea to help reduce that a little bit. And basically what Sandbox does is allow people to write letters and include a picture from their smartphones, just like they've been doing with, you know, Snapchat or Facebook or text messages.
Mm-hmm.
When they send that message, it comes to our offices. We print it out into a real letter format that includes a self-addressed return envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're shipping to a limited number of places, the boot camps, all of them,
right?
We then resort them for the mailroom by company and in some cases platoon, and box them up and FedEx them overnight direct to the mailroom. So mom or friend writes the letter this afternoon. Their recruit in San Diego gets it in his hand tomorrow night at mail call.
Wow. I love the idea and technology. And let me say this, ladies and gentlemen, you know, because today there's so few that go through boot camp and understand the process. When I went through and when the general went through, you know, general, during our era, there was, at least in my particular class, there were 87 that started out. 12 weeks later, that original 87, only 23 of us made it through that cycle. Some were washed out, some, you know, in later cycles and that sort of thing. But the attrition rate was quite severe in the Marine Corps back then. And I can tell you, because of, you know, the stress of going through training and everything, there was nothing like mail call, nothing like getting those letters from people back home. And you and I, we had to do it the old way. The old school way was, you know, the handwritten notes.
Yes.
and put a stamp on it and, you know, that sort of thing. But regardless, communication home was real special. Go ahead.
I'll also tell you that the services, the Marine Corps in particular, but all the services, have now recognized that there is a direct correlation between the amount of mail a recruit gets and the likelihood he will graduate with his original series.
Really? Wow.
Mail is a direct correlator to completion.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all more than willing to cooperate with us and help us get their recruits more mail. And so it's working very well.
Well, especially, you know, a recruit's dealing with enough, and if they have that encouragement for, you know, from family members back home, people that they know, it helps their focus to get through those tough moments. You know, because sometimes you hit those points in every training. It's not exactly, like the Navy SEALs, like Rob O'Neill said. He said he just tried to get through to the next meal, you know, on some of those days where it was so stressful. It's like, oh, God, let me, you know, because, you know, one of the instructors told him, just said, when you get to the very end, just put in your mind, purpose in your mind, get, you know, if it's in the morning, get to lunch. Just let me get to lunch. And once you do that, then it gets you to the next phase, and then it's just let me get to dinner, and then before you know it, you're up the next morning, and you're still in there.
Yeah, and if you can just get to the next mail call, and at that next mail call, you got two or three letters from family and loved ones telling you how proud they are of you for doing this, and hang in there, and we know it's tough, which is what they do. That's what they tell them.
But right.
The vast majority of them. Then that just really helps. It really does help. There's no question about it.
Well, General, what a great idea that you've come up with this. Now, this is an app, so how can people access the app?
Well, it's available on the App Store, the Apple Store.
iTunes and all that, yeah. Or not iTunes, but the Apple Store, right.
Yeah, the Apple Store and the Play Store for Google, for Android users. We also have now, very recently, converted it over into a web app, so it's available on the web, although the web app is still a little rough, but it's working.
We're getting through it. Well, Major General Ray Smith is with us, and we're going to take a look at the recent changes in the Marine Corps, Vietnam era during our era versus the 21st century Marine Corps today. Stay with us. That's all coming up right here on Bill Martinez Live. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
They still exist here.
I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make you special in some way. I love the way you hold me. In your arms, I'll always be. You take each and every day, make you special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even love you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me.
Bill Martinez.
Hey, coming at you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our conversation with Major General Ray Smith continues. General, I got to tell you, you know, I look back over my life. Certainly one of my highlights was, you know, being involved with the Marine Corps. And I would have, you know, continued on. I mean, even as I was leaving, because I was involved in public information, as you shared and told everybody, I was, you know, the Robin Williams, not as funny as Good Morning Vietnam, but I was Good Morning Camp Pendleton doing radio and TV there. And I had ambition. I was definitely open, but it was at a time where it was coming down, the wind down of Vietnam, and there was a lot of decommissioning of officers going on, and they had promised OCS, and I said, well, I need more than a promise. I need it in writing. So the writing never came, the promises, more money and bonus money and all that, and it was very tempting. But I enjoyed my time in the Marine Corps. It was really, really a blessing, and I give credit to the nuns that taught me in my early years, because the drill instructors were nothing compared to the nuns that, you know, taught me reading, writing, and arithmetic, I'll tell you. So I was fortunate in that regard. But, you know, a lot has changed, you know, when I look over, you know, what's happened in the military, the fact that we have an all-volunteer force. I think that that's unfortunate to a degree, or maybe we ought to design something to where I believe it is in the best interest of all citizens of our country to offer some service time like they do in Israel and in other countries. It puts skin in the game. It helps us appreciate what our government is all about, you know, what the oath of office of being, you know, being someone who serves our country to defend and honor our country and the laws that that define us. You know, it's just so important. And you know, when we're down to what's today, you know, we're less than, 2% of the population participates in the military. And there's all kinds of jobs. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean you're out there with a gun every day. I mean, you have to defend. And certainly as a Marine, that's your number one job. But there's all kinds of support things that are needed in the Marine Corps. I mean, you know, during the time, you know, Vietnam era, I stayed stateside at Camp Pendleton. I had two brothers in Vietnam. I stayed stateside. You know, for you, you experienced combat during your career.
Yeah, well, I will say that the all-volunteer force, as we started calling it in the mid-70s when the draft ended, and still call it today, the all-volunteer force is working from the perspective of the U.S. military is working very well. We're getting top-quality people. It's working very well.
Mm.
Having said that, philosophically, I'm still opposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all ought to share in this experience because it makes us all better citizens.
I know that for some drill instructors, it was a pain, General, for them to have to deal with some of the kids who were, you know, they were given a choice. Well, you can go to jail or join the Marine Corps. Well, okay, I'll take the Marine Corps or whatever.
Those that were given that choice turned out to be really good Marines too, though.
So. And great citizens.
So
that's my point in all this is that, you know, look at, we all think we're geniuses when we're in our teen years, and to go through and have the experience of serving in the military and really being forced into some discipline, I don't see that as a bad idea.
No, it certainly isn't. It certainly isn't. But we are, as I said, we're getting great people. You know, my plug for the people that are stepping up and are volunteering, not just the Marine Corps, across the services. You know, I'm more embedded in understanding of what's happening in the Marine Corps than the others. But, you know, like our app is, we're sending letters to all services, not just Marines. And but the quality of people is really, really high. We're really getting good people. And, of course, the services, I think the Marine Corps may be a little more than the others, but all the services are preparing people before they go to boot camp.
You know, exactly.
Fishing Rescue Boot Camp is nothing like it was when you and I went there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people think that's because boot camp is easier, but that's really not the case. The reason the attrition is down is because they're far better prepared when they get there than we were in our day.
Well, I would think, you know, in terms of comparing then versus now, also along the lines that you and I talked about is the connectivity of these young kids going into the Marine Corps. I mean, they are on the grid big time. All of a sudden you take them off the grid. That's a culture shock right there. And now we start applying, you know, some disciplines, things that you need to do because all of a sudden, you know, we're not talking about, you know, playing video games. This is, you know, real life and death issue. And you got to man up to understand or woman up to understand that is, you know, that's what it's what's at risk here. You know, so we're outside of the video games and the reality of, you know, potential combat is seriously addressed. I mean, this is what all this training is about, is it not?
It is. That's correct. And, you know, you may remember this from your day. We used to say in my youth, the Marine Corps, you know, at that time it was 200 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The Marine Corps was 200 years of tradition unhindered by progress.
Right.
And that's changed a lot. However, for boot camp, the change is really very little. Boot camp is still a really high stress. No kidding. Tear them down to the basic fiber they're made from at the beginning and gradually build them back in the image we want. Mm-hmm. And it's tough. It's still as tough as it ever was.
Yeah.
It may be tough in some different ways. But that isolation, which, you know, we were relatively isolated in my youth anyway. But so the shock of that was not nearly as great for me as it is for these guys now. It's a huge shock to go from complete connectivity to everyone you ever wanted to know, and including thousands and thousands of complete strangers, to no connection. Period. With anybody but who's who's got spittle flying out of his mouth and into your face.
Yeah, well, meet your new daddy. The other thing too, General, what I was hinting is that you know, this current generation with a lot of entitlement, you know, been trained in schools that they're entitled, and you know, they think that they know so much, and you know, we thought we did too. But that is part of the challenge, the cultural challenge that the drill instructors and even they as recruits have to address, because all of a sudden reality hits them square in the face. Now, all these theories that they may have had and gotten away with in high school and in some cases college are coming to be tested right now. And, okay, let's see how it plays out. And many are, I mean, this is quite a shock. You know, it reminds you, what was it, that Goldie Hawn movie is going, wait, I didn't sign up for this army. You know, I signed up with the one with the condo on the beach. That was the army I signed up for. You know, it's like, you know, and we laughed about it then, but even more so, you know, some of the kids that are coming in, they're used to, you know, a different type of program. Now all of a sudden you bring in, like you say, it starts with the haircut. You know, you're stripped down and you got, everybody's got the same uniform, you know, the language that you thought you knew, all the hip hop and the Spanglish and everything, that's out the door, man. There's new speak, especially, you know, with every, I don't care, like you said, every military service, there's new discipline, and starting with the haircut, how you're dressed and how you talk.
Yeah, amen. And I will say this, I don't think the majority of the young men and women who volunteer to become Marines are typical of the entitlement generation in that sense. I mean, most of these people are patriotic to the core. They want to be part of something bigger than themselves. I mean, their reasons for joining are absolutely what we would want.
Right.
It's not, I'm looking for a job, or that's not what motivates them. It's what motivates them. The vast majority of them is they want to be part of something bigger than themselves. And that's then the Marine Corps is the way to do that. And by golly, it's a good thing. And they're also absolutely right. They are becoming part of something bigger than themselves. And it's a good thing.
I think they know, because of the tradition of the Marine Corps, that this isn't a patty cake kind of thing, that this is serious. And when I suggest the entitlement mindset, I'm just saying that, you know, they've been around this culture. There's been some influences to some varying degree, but all that gets vacated pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, right? So good for the recruit, good for the Marine Corps, great for the country, because we do have people that serve. And General, I thank you for your service and for what you're doing to for the Marines and the other recruits around the country with this app. Where can they go for more information real quick as we wrap this up?
Well, sandbox.us on the web, and that's sandbox with two X's, sandboxx. .us, and same thing, sandbox.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to. Generate time after.